You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich five-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Hello, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a while. Just been away.
Was it a good rally?
It was something different. Up in Swaziland, I went for the ride, meet my mates. Just had a good laugh and things like that. The weather followed me all the way up when I left on the 27th. The weather was horrendous. It just got colder and colder as I moved back up. And then my buddy was complaining in Swaziland because they said the weather was 36. We got there, it was freezing and raining, and we still had to put up tents. But, you know, that's the enjoyment of being on the bike.
That's
and
a rally.
Like, it's a rally. So it was. Yeah. But we had a good laugh. It's good to see the guys. And we had a good laugh about it. And then, unfortunately, some guy lost his back wheel on his JS on the way back. Whole back wheel disintegrated. We didn't stop. We just saw his BMW. But sat, and he was laying there. But he had enough people looking after him. Hope he was fine. Yeah, but that's it. It's life. And we carry on.
I think the rallies are starting now. They're actually now. So I think there was a Gremlin rally this weekend. So it's starting.
Next day, don't worry. Next year, we've got the Buffalo. We've got to start organizing that for one. We've got to get the Buff down in Mossel Bay. So, yes. And then if anybody was interested, so I thought, me being away for a couple of days, it was just a bit rough getting back. See, they're busy doing a lot of roadworks between Lanesburg and going to Worcester side. Big roadworks. Going to improve the road a hell of a lot. Double lane, a lot of roadworks. So that guys must just be careful if you're planning on going up in the car. When you get to before Lanesburg, and I was wondering, why are you seeing 30 trucks? And then you look, there's big roadblocks and that. But a lot of roadworks going up. It's good to see finally, because that was a bad section. Well, still is a bad section. Just take it easy if you are going
to
do that.
And to also sort out the roads. I mean, it damages your tyres. You know, there's potholes. And
we won't go there. Bad roads.
You must have experienced that up in Joburg.
It wasn't too bad. I was driving in a lot with the bike when I was there. So, a lot of robots not working, taken down, cut down with hacksaws, things like that. And people just don't. It's not good to see it. The guys have let them get away with it. But, you try not to drive around too much. And my brother stays in Midrand, and it's an extremely busy area there as well. Robots work, robots don't work. And the guys would rather sit and the pointsmen are on duty till 6:30, and then they disappear. You know, and it's meantime, that's when your traffic starts building up. But that's the way it is. That's Joe. We've got Cape Town. We've got other things.
We've got our own issues.
Yes. People still not driving with their lights. Lights not working. A lot of cars still. You know, and people think they're going up Oukhuizenweg. That's nice to keep their brights on people.
The sad part about Oukhuizen at the moment, there's accidents. I think there's one every day now, or in the evenings, early evenings as well.
You know, people aren't used to I don't know what it is with people. They're not used to the driving, or they're just waking up too early. I've got no idea.
It's that bend just before you turn off to you. This is
very dangerous section that. The Nurtuk Road and that is very dangerous, but it's also towards the bottom. The S, as we know, are very dangerous. Yes. And then I think there was a 3-car pile up towards the bottom of Oukhuizenweg.
Two lots.
So, I don't know if people don't know how to drive anymore, or they're just buying their licenses. Oh, that's
all
that's a
little impatient. All impatient just to get somewhere at speed, you know.
We do get impatient. But there's a lot of traffic on the road. I don't know where everybody's come from, where everybody's going to. But, take it easy. If you don't put your brights on, please. You know, there's a lot of people driving with their brights on because they can't see. If you can't see, you shouldn't be driving. That's my philosophy.
We've made mention plenty of times about these cars with fancy lights. Lots of them have got the illegal lights.
Yes, so, that's bad.
You know, blinded by the light, because lots of us are, because we, you know, I don't know how they're selling vehicles with these lights, or they are putting it
Well, they're putting them afterwards. Yeah. Now, look, I went and I bought a set of those LED headlights for my bucky.
Yes.
They were 1,100 rand. But I bought the correct ones for my car. So it's a bright light. It's focused, whereas these other ones are not focused. And it's a big light. Also, the guys, and I spoke to my daughter's godfather who's out from Canada as well, and he saw now his car's got the automatic cancelling lights. And things. I said, geez, that's brilliant. I said, but it only when it sees a car. Then yes. It cancels. By that time, you've already blinded the other person. Go back to manual. Sometimes you've got to do it yourself. But there's a lot of people are just ignoring it and leaving their brights on, you know, because they can't see. And like I said, if you can't see, don't drive, because then you shouldn't be on the road. That's my thing.
And there's
my
many that are suffering with night blindness.
Night vision, yes, yeah. Night vision.
Many.
You can get lights. You can get good glasses for it, and it does help. Believe me, it does help.
I know many of us make a joke, oh, I can't see at night, but it's not funny.
It's not. It is very, very serious. Now, you've got OCOPs lights, and the car's headlights are badly focused, or the globes. A lot of times the globes have been put in wrong, so they focus upwards instead of straight. So that's why you'll see it. It's also Ian Oogie.
Yes.
That's the problem. That's what I call it. Because someone's put them in that doesn't know what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, it's not a difficult thing. Just... And some of them are very finicky. You've got to be careful because you need – even my hands are too big sometimes.
Yes. But you know what you're doing.
Yes.
There's a difference.
And sometimes the whole headlight comes out of the car. You'll be surprised how many cars they designed it and they say, oh, but I can't get in here. But if you look, the headlight comes out. But that's – and oh, go and get a decent club. Don't buy a cheap one. I've always mentioned this before. Rather see where you're going than not see at all. So,
true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So we're talking about licenses, and we know about the new rollout of so-called the new license procurement thing.
Well, we know of it. We don't know how it's actually working.
Well, no one knows. Well, I was just reading up about it over the weekend, and I talked about this. The Transport Minister, Barbara Creasy, is going to look at the Auditor General, investigate the procurement procedure. We're giving it to some French company. 898 million rand. For a new machine. Well, Shabir Sheikh has had his share out of the new old one. Because I meant to mention the old one. That was going to – it's the only one left in the world. The one we're using at the moment.
Is the old one.
And it's the old one. And the problem lies is there's no more parts available for it.
So and when it crashes
– it crashes.
And that's it.
That's why if there's such a demand – backlog of your driver's licenses of because they can't get the parts to fix it or someone's jipping.
One machine.
But the problem lies is, how long has it been going for? I don't know how many times.
Years and years.
But years and years, but we should have looked at this a long time ago. You know, they should have upheld, but I think someone had the tender for it and said, no, you can't get it until my tender's finished, until I've got my 50 bucks worth in my back pocket. A little bit more than 50 bucks, but and that was it.
Yes.
But 900 million rand. Let's call it 900 million. By the time they finish, it's probably going to be close to 100 million rand.
So when are they going to action this?
Well, she's got to look at, see why this French company got the tender. And she's got to look into it and find out why. The public funds, the public funds are at stake. It's yours, it's our money. And that's the problem is, where do you get 100,000 rand? 100 million rand for these things? Because 898, it's going to be close to 100 million rand by the time we finish. We know how these things, because if we left it so long, it's going to increase. I don't know who got the tender for it. To me, it shouldn't even be tendered out. The government should be running these type of things in-house. Yeah. But everybody wants to make, they want to make their 50 bucks. No one takes accountability for it. That's the problem.
There's also talk, apparently, that they want to do away with this five-year.
Yes, they want to try and make it 10-year.
10-year. That makes sense.
It does. Because it becomes expensive. You've got to pay for it.
Yes.
And again, who was making money off the last one?
That's right. Then you were allowed to go to an optician. You were allowed.
I think you can now still.
Depends. If the machine's not working, you can. If the machine is working, you can't. That's what people are saying right now.
Oh.
I always took mine. I always went and had it done. And then they kept it there, but I still had to look through the little hole.
Look, I believe if they got the machines are working, if people know how to use them properly, it should be part of the license and you can do it. Because some people can cheat on it.
Yes.
Unfortunately. I think my feeling is if you get past a certain age, it should be every 5 years, I should look at renewing your license. I'm not being ugly, believe me. But up to a certain age, we can do 10 years.
I think that could be like a bracket range, the 70 plus.
Plus.
Not 70. 75
or 75. You know, there's a lot of good drivers out there. Don't get me wrong about the age. A lot of good drivers. But I'd ask how to go. I mean, I've seen a 92-year-old pick up a pin on the ground. With no glasses.
Yes,
got better eyesight than what I had.
Yeah. Sadly for me, I will need glasses to find that pin.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was amazing. But that would be my only thing. I think not only that, it's just to see how everybody is getting along, because no one wants to admit we're getting old. That's one thing we don't want to do. And
what is the actual age that they say right? Put a hold on. You cannot drive.
No, there's no age.
No age limit.
No age. Depends on the family. Okay. Look, a lot of people, because of public transport so terrible in this country, they need their own cars. And they're very independent. There's 92-year-olds, 93-year-olds driving, you know. But it's you as the family member, perhaps no family members available to help them or to tell them you can't drive anymore. We've taken the keys away from our father-in-law as well. So, yeah, have a look at that. Just remember, it's not an easy thing to say, drive anymore. It's difficult.
It is very difficult. That is for health reasons as well, you know. And when you get to that age, it's like, you know, you're taking away something.
Independence. Independence. I mean, sometimes the people need their cars, like I said, because they don't have the transport to get to the shops and things. It's just their little bit of go, go, go. The problem lies is it can become very dangerous. And exactly where we stayed, I'm going to be Oak Weg, and you've got the retirement villages by Silver Mine. There's been a couple of deadly accidents there. Because one thing it does go is our judgment goes.
Yes.
We can't, and we've got different glasses. We might get new glasses. We're still not used to the judgment.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, it's like I said, I don't blame anybody. It's just part of life. But unfortunately, you can cost people their life because we become so stubborn. And I know overseas, I think they do it. If you get to a certain age, they do some tests or whatever to see if you're compass mentis about the cars.
So maybe Annie and Deline from the UK and Hayden can come through and let us know.
It's interesting to find out. And I think also insurance. The insurance changes with your age as well. You get to a certain age, it comes down, but you get to a certain age, it goes up. You know, I don't know how it works, but that's, you know, it's just to cover themselves. I mean... So, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I was even reading something about these new Range Rovers and Defenders and the new top-of-the-range ones, Discoveries and things like that. The insurance companies aren't insuring them in the UK because of the high theft rate. But they're getting put overseas. They're getting put on the containers and they're gone. So, yeah, that's it. But we've got a thing.
Oh, Annie's come through. Hello, Annie. How are you? Annie says that 80 license expires, renews every 3 years.
Okay, so
thank you for that. And now
that's interesting.
She says, 70.
70.
So from 70, so license expires and renews every 3 years. Now that makes sense.
That does make sense, yes. Yeah, no, that's very good. It's it is interesting. Look, I don't think we'll do it yet, but it's just the safety aspect. You don't want to go and say, oh, my parents had an accident and they killed somebody by mistake because now we've taken the car away. And that's exactly what happened at the wife's work. Someone drove a car, wasn't supposed to drive a car. Even though it was in the same premises, hit the accelerator instead of the brake, rode into somebody, knocked her over, broke her hip. The wife, Lindsay, was in helped her out for an hour before the ambulance got there, managed to get her to hospital, and she unfortunately passed away 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know, so, and number one, the person wasn't supposed to drive.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I think that my wife said that lady has passed away as well. You know, so but she wasn't far. But it's just that thing, you know. I don't know. We just don't have that enough transport for the people to get to the shops. They just want that little thing. If they had with public transport to get to the shops back and forth, a lot of people wouldn't use their cars.
True.
Even we wouldn't be using our cars, just to go to the shops and back.
I like the My City bus when you go to Tableview and all.
Yes,
I
lovely.
Mean, that is awesome. I mean, you just hop on and off you go.
And they still have problems with their things as well.
Apparently
they do. You know, it's a great idea, implemented very, very well. People use it a hell of a lot, but they have problems with drivers and things like that. Can't we just work together? It's just... stupid things, and people just want to get to work. That's all it is. We want to work, earn a living, get home, relax, chill. And unfortunately, we can't do that either.
No. It would be nice to have something like that here, but our roads just are not wide enough for enough for my city bus.
No, and the cyclists as well, because it's so we've got everybody there. You know, cars, bicycles, buses. You're down here, the taxis take over. So we know all about that. Yeah,
very
so
true.
I was looking really at something about, well, we'll change this topic to Toyota Prius cruises to a new world record from coast to coast. This is them in America. And he says it was using a consumption of 93.18 miles per gallon, which works out to, I think it's 2.2 something or other liters per 100, which is extremely well. Yeah, Toyota, yeah.
What vehicle is that?
A Toyota Prius.
Oh.
Yeah, 98.15 miles.
Is that a new one?
Well, it is the newer shape Toyota Prius, but it's a hybrid vehicle. Yeah, so he said that it took a wild variety of roads. So he went through the Mojave Desert and things like that. So it wasn't just straightforward driving to get there.
Yes.
But he was looking at 2.6, I think it was, kilometers per 100. 2.5 liters or 2.6 liters per 100 kilometers. Very, very light.
Yeah.
But it's, like you said, it took a lot to, he's got to plan it. You can't just do it. People think you can get this mileage. It takes a lot of skill to get it down to that. So, yeah, be careful. It's also we should have the fuel economy run. And the guys caught the guys cheating. They overinflate the tires. You'll see them. There's a lot of tricks to the thing. They used to take tape, put tape across the front of the thing to make the car more aerodynamic.
Yeah.
But it's not true life driving. So you've got to be careful of that. So, yeah, but these guys, it does take a lot to get used to if you want to do something like that, if you want to try and keep your fuel consumption down. It's just that you got a lot of planning. Even general day, like I said before, don't keep extra weight in your car if you don't have to because it causes fuel.
Yes.
Take your roof racks and things off if you don't need it because there's a lot of guys driving with these big roof racks and whatever. Look, a lot of them they can't come off because they're solid, but that throws a lot of fuel consumption. It's like trying to run against a brick, running with the wind, you know? So you got the solid thing and it's forcing the car backwards. So you're putting your foot down to compensate for everything.
Yeah. We're on a good run at the moment, aren't we? Petrol prices.
Petrol's going down,
down,
I think, in 2 weeks' time again. Yeah, well, I don't know what's happening. Are they just keeping it to spoil us in December by saying petrol's going up?
Yes.
and it won't be a little bit, it'll be a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll wait and see what happens. I don't know. But it's good. So far, it's come down. So we can't complain about that.
We're on a good run at the moment.
Yeah, a good run. Yeah, so it wasn't too bad. We'll just see how much is coming down. They say it's going to come down quite a bit. I don't know how much is quite a bit compared to everybody else.
Yes.
But everybody else is waiting for their driver's licenses or whatever. Did you know why? Because the machine is so old, no one's got parts for it, and it's the only one. So we can keep it as a relic in South Africa. We can take it to take the machine to, what's it, the cradle of humankind up there in Magaliesberg and put it there with the fossils and say, one of only. Extinct machine. Maybe we can get some money for it. They can come and visit it.
Yeah. But we shouldn't be in this situation.
No, it should never.
It
should never been got to the stage. It should have been as we knew, as they knew the procurement of the thing was coming to an end. Surely they should find out. Someone's going to tell them, hey, Shabir, your machine's breaking down because it's. I know he was playing golf at the time. Probably told him, but I'm not going to spend money on it. That should have been done. Things shouldn't have to wait that long, before things break. Yeah. But it's typical, wait till the last minute to fix it, and then same as servicing the cars, don't wait till the last minute. especially the cost nowadays, things are going up. They have gone up quite a bit.
Yes, vehicle parts, it has become costly,
oil.
Has it not?
Also, the oil price has come down, but the price of oil has gone up. So it's how they manufactured, I don't know.
And you need to use a good oil.
Use a good oil. Don't get caught with the thing. So I thought it was an interesting thing. I was also reading up how much should it cost for your car to be serviced in South Africa. We're just looking. These guys are saying this was mechanic, www.mechanic.co.za. I don't know if you can go and have a look. This was July 2021, so it was quite a while ago. Their prices were a bit under, so I didn't realize the date. The date was a little bit, so we're about 3 years off. So you can, but it's something to work on, And you can see how much the guys are charging you now till from then till now. So this is 2021. So we'll just go through like a Vivo, Yaris, Honda Brio. It's the same as a Jazz, exactly the same thing. R10, Kia Sportage. Not Kia Sportage, little Kias as well. Picantos, that's also the same as that. Even your little Ford... Ford Figos, things very similar to that, besides not having a timing belt and things like that. So your average service was about 2,500 rand. That was for a major service, and a minor service is about 1,100 rand. So now you've probably added an extra...
grand?
No, it shouldn't be. No, only 500-600 rand from that. Depending on what they take it and what their costs are to open their doors.
Yes.
You've got to remember how much it costs them to open their doors every day.
Yes.
So you work on maybe 1,700 rand for a minor service and a major service about 3,000 rand. Somewhere around there. Plus minus. I'm not saying hold it to me, but that's what you're looking at plus minus for that. That was for the lower cars. And also the Corollas, Nissan Almera, what is it? Honda i20, i30. Also average was also... just over about 3,300, and also very similar. Add another 700 rand onto that, on both sides. You just got to remember on certain vehicles, even a major service doesn't cover spark plugs. The spark plugs, some of the cars have just got normal, conventional, not bad spark plugs, but the newer ones have got the long life spark plugs, which are very expensive. So they can cost. Honda ones are expensive. They're about 400 rand a plug or 350 for a plug.
For a
spark plug, so times that by four. So you've got to only change it maybe 80,000 Ks, 70 to 80,000 Ks.
Why doesn't it come in a set?
Well, it comes, but I'm just saying that's what you're looking at. So you're looking at anywhere from, so if you're adding 400 rand, 1,600 rand, so you've got to add that on top because the guys will tell you, a lot of guys, if you look at your, the guys will advertise on the side road and say, minor service, 800 rand.
Mm.
Look in the brackets, it's underneath that they catch you. That's for labor only, excluding X amount.
Yes.
Because you're looking at 500-600 rand for the oil alone. So that's a lot of money. Then the entry level 3 series, Mercedes C-Class, things like that, they're looking anywhere close to 4,000 rand for a major, and a minor service will cost you probably 2,200, somewhere around there. These are, just remember one thing, these are all excluding brakes. Brakes are extra. Always are extra, you've got to put that in your mind. So you might need brake discs, brake pads, the spark plugs. Depending on the vehicle, they only get done 80,000-90,000 Ks.
Okay.
Then you've got a big 7 Series or a big Merc, Porsche, Jaguar. If you own one of those, you don't have to worry about the price of servicing because you can afford it. I'm not being ugly, but that's just the way it is. So, they're saying a Jaguar, Porsche, Mercedes, major service, this was in 2001, 4,000 rand? Don't think so. A hell of a lot more.
But they have to go to agents for that.
Not always. No. There is a lot of specific guys that do them. They used to work at the dealer, so they've opened up their own place to cut the prices down. But still, they might just use genuine parts. So they'll go and buy the genuine parts and put the genuine parts in because the customer, they know what the customer's like. I would do the same. If I had a Porsche, I would only want genuine parts. And I think you can only get genuine parts for some of these cars anyway. Look, a lot of the guys do the... bringing the imported stuff in, it's a manufacturer quality anyway, so it's not a train special OEM. So, but I mean, the minor service on our 7 Series was 1,800 rand. I think at BMW when I was working there, it wasn't even really close. It was a little bit, could have been that, but that was in the 90s, not 2001. So that's the oils and spark plugs and brake pads. And you've got to make sure, I mean, some cars, the brake pads are horrendously expensive. And like, what was it, the Audi Q, whatever, the RS. I mean, they for discs and pegs, you're probably looking at about 30,000 rand. That was a couple of years ago. You know, so they have.
Ooh.
So very expensive, very big pad. And you might need, and they say if you need the pads, you need the discs. Because
yes,
if you drive a fast car like that, you need to stop.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's what everyone needs. I mean, you need your brakes to be.
Oh, you do good job.
On the road, your brakes need
but
to be.
Need to work.
Working.
So the biggest thing is like, I mean, when the guy had engine prices of engine overalls here, 12,000 to 20,000 rand. A lot more than that now. you know, and not only that, a lot of the cars they can't get parts for. They don't sell service parts on certain engines. You've got to buy the complete part of the engine or a second-hand engine to get fixed. So, yeah, it's a
So we've got, hello, Carl Steele. How's it? He's asking a question. Why are spare shops closing down? Look at AutoZone.
It's because there's such competition. I think the bigger, you look at, there's a couple of big dealers are buying them out. So you've got the bigger dealers are buying the small ones. So small people aren't going to the smaller AutoZones anymore. You used to have that one-on-one dealers.
Yes.
I used to deal with a guy in Joburg. He had a small shop, still there. He's been there for the past 40 years. But he's getting swamped now. There are bigger dealers, places. Master Parts was one of them. That's huge. It's got it all over the place. And what people find, they've got a wider range. Where there's a smaller things aren't keeping a bigger range like they used to, because there's so many different cars. I mean, you look at the cars that are out there now. We used to get a new car every 4 years. Now we're getting a new car every year because the computer designs for the cars are a lot quicker now. And they're also using the same motors and things like that. So they might change the bodywork slightly, but they're still using the same drivetrains in a lot of cars. It's exactly the same.
Then Hayden has come through. Hello, Hayden, all the way from the UK. So we've got Annie from the UK. Hayden from the UK. He says, how's it? He said it's still cheaper than UK. Last I saw a Porsche was £900 a service.
Yeah.
And that was about 5 years ago.
Pretty expensive.
And he says that's what his whole car cost.
Yeah, sure. The second-hand cars in the UK are very cheap. They're even going cheaper if they're diesels now, depending on where you stay.
Yes.
But you've got to remember their service costs are a lot more because their rental costs are a lot more. It's like you're saying, if you go to Australia, you go to a restaurant. You're paying the salary of the people that work there, same as there. There's no cheaper labor. We don't have artisans. Luckier, we don't have artisan help, we call them. So it is cheaper. But and you're only paying for the qualified guy. A lot of guys are chipping it by using one qualified guy for four assistants. So you'll try and do five cars at once, but he's only one qualified guy. I don't do that. I've never believed in it because you've got to give your individual time to one car.
Yeah. Which you do.
But even then before, you know, you might be doing four cars. And you'll say you've got four lifts, and you've got four guys helping you. Always just to go to the one, spend your time on it, and then go to the next one. So the guys could help one another to finish the cars. But just don't go and stunt. That's not what people are paying for you for, unfortunately. I've seen it too much. I mean, did another car the other day that I did an 18,000 Ks, and it was, 5 years old? Or 6 years old and been to the guys. Guys had never taken off the back wheels to check the brakes. They just adjusted the cable. So they just love, because it was so simple to do it, they just adjusted the cable.
And you none the wiser.
You as a driver none the wiser because it is elderly people.
Yes.
I said that. And I took it out and I could see the guys had never taken it off because I could see, number one, they've adjusted the cable because you're lazy. Yes. But you've charged people
but
for
it's
it.
It's also nasty.
It is nasty. And unfortunately, spend the time. If people is going to spend their money at your dealership or at your workshop, a little bit of extra time, give the people the money back.
Now, as a customer, you put your trust
I'm not turning anybody down. You know, I'm just understand this. I'm just coming for what I see, and I think they see it too. People get charged for things that are not getting done, and it's just wrong. Honestly, I'm getting too old now for this. No, I don't realize how much. You know, my son's still young. He's still a lot to learn. I've been around, seen that, done that.
Yes, they are learning, we've long forgotten.
I've forgotten. And I don't have the power anymore.
So, James, time's run out
for us. Has it run out?
Yes, you got anything to share with us?
No, and another thing is, just remember, when your car's due, ask the guys to check for the timing belt. It'll be anywhere from 70 up to 150. Some cars go longer, especially the newer Fords and that. I think if you've got a Transit, check on that. And if you've got an EcoBoost, the 1,000cc three-cylinder, please check that. But 110,000, I would recommend doing it because it could end up damaging your engine and costing you a lot of money. I just did someone the other day.
So thank you for that.
It's a pleasure.
And
have
we'll
fun.
See you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, I will be back in 2 weeks' time this time.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
The Motor Zone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich five-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.